Proverbs chapter 25. Stand with us and we'll honor the Bible. Proverbs chapter number 25, one verse. If you ever get a chance to sit down and read the book of Proverbs, you ought to do it. Fact of the matter is, it ought to be always on your Bible reading list for every day of the year. It's the wisdom book, and it'll sure bring a lot of wisdom, but it'll bring a lot of blessings to you. In Proverbs chapter number 25, verse number 25, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Amen. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, oh Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for what we can feel in our heart. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, oh God, that's manifested through your Spirit in this place. God, we thank you, Lord, for these that are bound with us. I pray, Lord, your blessings upon each one, every home, every individual represented here today. God, I pray your blessings upon us. Lord, we ask you, Father, again, Lord, as we gather together, Lord, that you, Lord, that your word, Father, would go out and, Lord, touch the hearts and the lives of these people. God, that we can leave here strengthened in the inner man. Lord, that we can leave here knowing that we've met with God. We ask you, Father, to have your way with us now. Lord, anoint us afresh with fresh oil. God, I pray, Father, for just a little while, hide us behind the cross. Lord, let us see Jesus. Lord, for just a little while this morning, Lord, I ask you, Father, that you'd give us the words that we need to say. Lord, that your word might go out and prick our hearts. And Lord, let us be better people. We ask you now to go with us in the service and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I know that's not a long verse, but when you stop and look into it, it brings with it great blessings. The Bible said, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, he said, so is good news from a far country. Yeah. He's likened a good drink of cold water to a thirsty soul to good news. We live in a time where bad news seems like it's everywhere you turn. You hear bad news. I think it's time that we can report to you this morning from the portals of glory that there's good news. Amen. There's good news. In the midst of the bad, there's good news today. And the Word of God will bring that good news to us. You know, the Bible tells us that water, cold water, to a thirsty soul. Now, if you know if you've ever been thirsty, if you've ever been laboring hard in the sun, hot weather, you know this morning that there's nothing that'll satisfy the body any more than a cool drink of water. Amen. Amen. Now, somebody said one time that Coca-Cola is the thing. I'm going to tell you, it'll never replace a good drink of cold water. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, if I could just get a bottle of Pepsi, I'd have it made. But nothing to satisfy the inner body like a cool drink of water. Amen. Take away all what's been added to it, and you've got water. Amen. And that's what will satisfy a thirsty soul today that's been laboring in the heat and thirsty with a good cold drink of water. Somebody said, what would you like to drink? Water? Amen. What would you like to drink this morning? Water. And so, the Bible said it, so it is, like good news from a far country. You know, this morning when you think about good news, I like that good news to get close to me. Amen. I like for good news to come and bring good tidings to my life. And good news will bring joy in the soul of a man. Amen. And every once in a while, we'll get a hold of some good news. I'll get a hold of some good news. Miss D, get a hold of some good news. And you know, the first thing we'll want to do is to share that with one another. Amen. Now, the bad news, it seems like it runs faster than good news. But I tell you, good news will do to share. Amen. And every once in a while, something good will happen. Amen. And we just want to tell about it. We hear so much bad. But good news will bring joy to your soul. Amen. And it'll bring comfort to your life when you hear of some good news. And it's like a good cool drink of water to a thirsty soul. And the Bible tells us some good news all through the pages from Genesis all the way to Revelation. The Bible tells us good news. But the good news, amen, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ today. And we sang that song a while ago. The quartet sung that song a while ago about God not changing. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. I thank God for that. Amen. That we don't have to worry. Generation may change. People's lives may change. But God never changes. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that there is good news. And I want to share some good news with you. First of all, I want to tell you God loves you. Amen. That's good news. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's good news this morning. Amen. When you think about how much God loves you, it boggles my mind how God could love you and me, how he can love us, an old sinner like I am, and knowing the person that I was this morning, and to think about how God loved me while I was yet a sinner. He didn't wait till I got good, and he didn't wait till I learned to talk right or learned to walk right, learned to behave myself, but he loved me anyway. Amen. In my sin, while I was yet in my sins, God died for the ungodly. And I'm glad this morning that the Lord loved me. I'm glad that he loves you this morning. And but we follow that love through the pages of the Bible. And we see that same love carried to the cross, amen, of Calvary. Amen. God loved us so much that he sent his Son into this world to die for our sins. And now that's real love. The Bible says scarcely will a man die for a good man. And he will scarcely. But Jesus died for the sinner. Amen. That's good news for the sinner. Amen. And that's the only hope that we have in forgiveness. Amen. It's because our blessed Savior went to the cross, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. And we hear those blessed words at the end of the cross saying, it's finished. He went all the way for you and I. That's good news. He didn't stop in the middle, but he went all the way. Amen. Amen. Well, let's follow him down to the cemetery. Surely after he died on the cross, he went to the grave. And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. I'm glad that he didn't stay in the grave. David said, though my soul's in hell, thou wilt not leave me. I'm saying this morning, corruption never touched him. Hell couldn't get him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Thank God he come up out of the grave. That's good news. Amen. And while they came to see him at the cemetery, the angels of the Lord told Mary, said, go tell Peter that the Lord is not here. He's risen just like he said he would. Oh, listen this morning. Amen. Then let's go over to the 14th chapter of John when he told those disciples that were troubled in their heart. Oh, listen, they were burdened in their soul. The Lord was fixing to leave them and told them that he was going to the cross and that he'll have to suffer many things at the hands of sinners. But he told them, but when I go away, he said, I want you to know that I prepared a place for you. And he said, if I prepared a place for you, I'm going to come again. He said, I'm coming again to where you are. He said, and get you to where you'll be where I'm at this morning. That's good news. I can't hardly wait for the change, amen, to take place. And he's coming again. He's prepared us a place. And if he's prepared us a place, he's going to come and get his children. You know, I think about oftentimes what heaven must be like. It must be really something. For anybody that's ever been there and never come back.
Amen.
You'd think that they'd want to come back for you. You'd think they would petition the Heavenly Father that they could come back one time and see their children or see their grandchildren or great-grandchildren. But they don't do that. Heaven's splendor holds them. Amen. It's not that they didn't love you. It's just that they love Him. Amen. And they know that heaven sure will soon be there. Amen. For He promised that He's going to prepare a place for us, and He's coming to get us again. Now, I'm going to tell you that's good news from a far country. Amen. Good news from heaven. When you think about it this morning, and the Lord said in Revelation, we'll turn it over in the book of Revelation, He said, surely I come quickly. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm looking for Him every day. Every day that we rise up to see a sunrise of another day, I'm looking towards the eastern sky where He's coming back one day. Do you know why that we bury people facing the east? Is because we're anticipating the coming of Jesus. Amen. There was a contrary man one time in Mississippi, buried way back in the woods. That cemetery's grown up, long forgot about, and there's old stones in there and chipped away with chisels with dates and names on them. But there's one particular contrary man said, don't you face me towards the east. He said, face me towards the west. I'm going to tell you, I feel sorry for that man. Every time I think about him, I know what he's saying, that he doesn't want to see the Lord when the Lord comes back. I'm going to tell you the best news that I know this morning is when that trumpet sounds and the Lord says it's enough and He's coming back. He said, surely I come quickly. I come quickly. I come quickly. You know, Thessalonians said that the trumpet's going to sound one day, and He said He's coming back in the cloud. And they said in the book of Acts, the same cloud that carried Him away is going to be the same cloud picks Him up and brings Him back. Amen. That same cloud. Amen. The Bible tells us in Thessalonians, He said that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then all we that remain to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. That's pretty fast, isn't it? Amen. There'll be no tarrying there, just in a blink. Amen. And we're changed, headed towards a glory. Amen. And then He said, we're going to meet them in the air. And He said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. What good news it is. We'll never again have to come back to this sinful world of sin and sorrow. Amen. We'll never step another foot on this world again. He said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. There'll never be a time where we'll ever be separated again. Oh, listen, He said a place where there's no more sin, no more sorrow, no more death, no more pain, no more separation. Hallelujah. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Sometimes I get up here in this holy place. This is holy ground that we stand on. They've been great men, amen, have stepped behind this pulpit. And for just a little while, I get to stand in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. For just a little while, I get to enjoy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I get to enjoy. Amen. The will of God. And just for a little while, I get to be in the presence, amen, of holy ground and just in this place. And when I think about, and I love this, I do. But then I have to walk out the pulpit and go to the house and come down off the spiritual high, if you'll have it this morning. And then we'll have to go back home and contend with the flesh again. But one of these days, we're going to take this robe of flesh and we're going to lay it down, never to pick it up again. I'll step into the new glorified body and forever I'll be in the presence of our Lord, never to be separated again. Oh, that's good news to an old preacher boy. Hallelujah. Never again to be separated from Him again.
Amen.
Amen. good news. He says in the book of John, he said, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come, he said to the thirsty, and drink of the water of life freely. Some of you may have saw this the other day on the news. Science teaches school. And he went to the grocery store and he bought several bottles of water. And they were all different types and bottles and different colors and different things. He bought, I don't know, 10 or 12 there to the studio. And he poured it all, y'all see that? And he poured it all in glasses, about that much in glasses, down through there, about 10, 12 of them. And every one of them was, yellow. This one was orange. This one was blue. Then it was different colors, every one of them. And the news man asked him, said, how come his colors are this way? And he said, they're colored that way because they add stuff to it. They put alkaline and acids and different things in there. And I got to look at it. And he said, I'm teaching my children at school that they don't have to buy these bottled waters thinking how that they're purer. He said, the best water is out of the well. He said, well, why come you didn't bring one of them? He said, he hated to put that in front of all these. People would quit buying them. Said he could put just plain tap water in a glass. He said, it'd be clear. Be clear as everything, just fresh out of the well. I got a drink of water one day as a 16-year-old boy. It didn't have anything added to it, nothing taken out away from it, taken out of it. Amen. It was a pure water. He said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Amen. He told that woman at Jacob's well, he said, you'll drink of that water. He said, you'll thirst again. He said, but the water that I shall give unto you, he said, it'll be like a well of water springing up from the inside, and you'll never thirst again. Whosoever will, let it come. You can come. That's good news. Amen. From a far country. Thank God. Thank God. And he said, whosoever believeth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't say he might be. He didn't say maybe he will. He said, but every time he can be saved. Whosoever shall believe upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Amen. Somebody said, well, what if? There ain't none. Yeah, well, what about? Don't you think we ought to do this? And there ain't no and about it. It's just do this. Amen. But then there's those that say, well, but what? No, there ain't no but about it. Amen. There's nothing else added to it. Thank God. And you can't take nothing away from it. Amen. You'll just have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This Bible's filled full of good news. Amen. And you know, people prefer bad news over good news. Do you know what? Now, this is so sad, but they say that bad news sells. You've heard that before. These companies that have put their advertisements on the televisions, they'll want bad news told more, because more people have a tendency to pull towards bad news. But I tell you, if you get a hold of this good news this morning, amen, it'll pull you to the right one today. Amen. It's good news from a far country. Heaven knows down here is nothing but bad news. But all the good news this morning comes from above. Amen. He's full of good news every once in a while. And we all do. You do, I do. We're just humans. We'll gather and we'll get discouraged. I get real aggravated. I can't stand foolishness. I just can't. It just bothers me. And you know, the Bible said professing themselves to be wise, they become as fools. And I look at that and I think, you know, I want to take them and put them out here and just let them watch themselves. Yeah. I really do. And it would be, it'd be funny for them to watch themselves with what the things they say and the things that they do. And it gets, I get agitated at that. And every once in a while I catch myself thinking, Lord, come quickly. Amen. This thing's unraveling so fast. Just come quickly. And then I'm reminded that there are multitudes that are not saved. Amen. And should the Lord come back today, they'll die in their sins and die and go to hell. But whosoever shall believe on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. This morning there are some good news. Look at me. Smile up here. Yeah. Smile. That's good news. Yeah. Amen. The Lord loves you. He proved it when he went to Calvary. Yes, and he went all the way through Calvary. Amen. And did what he did. God raised him from the dead. And he's seated at the right hand of God. And he'll make intercession. You know what that word intercede means? That means on your behalf. What that means, when you could not get to him, he come to you. Amen. Amen. And he intercedes for me on my behalf to the Heavenly Father. Why? I don't know. But he loves us, amen, enough to give himself for us. Amen. And he went to the grave and God raised him from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, preparing a place for us. He's going to come again and he's coming quickly. Amen. And you can go. Amen. Whosoever shall believe in him, shall be saved. Let's stand this morning.